Welcome back to another episode of Just One Fern. Lucas and I here do a whole lot of talking about a whole lot of nothing. And let me tell you something. I finally know what it's like to be a woman in the 1940s waiting for mail that will never come.
Yeah.
Where's our mayonnaise?
I've been waiting so long.
I want my husband to come home from war. And my husband is the mayonnaise.
We're getting coupons.
Yeah. Where are they?
You know, part of me wants to believe that they got lost in the mail. Part of me knows that Hellman's is... I know I don't want to say it. I don't want to put a bad word out about Hellman's.
Hellman's, you have 1 week to get us these coupons.
I'm pretty upset. I'll
start stealing. You want me to start stealing?
Stealing the Hellman's.
I'm gonna start stealing Hellman's. You're going to lose money.
Hellman's, this is actually an ultimatum. You have 1 week.
Yeah.
Or we start stealing
tubs
of mayo. And we'll take videos of us emptying it onto the ground and leaving it there.
You wouldn't do that.
No, I really like it. But I would love... I need mayonnaise really bad because I'm starting to go a little crazy. Because I'm not going to buy it if I know it's coming for free. And it's coming for free.
He's getting scary.
I went out of my way to throw out. I threw out our other mayonnaise because it was so bad.
Well, it was...
I tried it. And
it was organic. Mayonnaise shouldn't be organic.
No. Dude, I couldn't find lettuce today at the store.
Really?
And I was like, well, I could. I found it. And it said organic lettuce. And I'm like, no.
What does that mean? Isn't all lettuce organic?
I was like, no, give me the inorganic stuff. I don't want this.
Is it not from the ground?
I'm not paying $10 for organic lettuce. It's ridiculous.
I do like lettuce, though.
Dude, lettuce is great.
Lettuce is great.
Lettuce leaf.
It's a big take from me. I like lettuce.
Big take.
Yeah.
Why would you not normally like lettuce?
I don't eat salads enough, but I love putting lettuce on other things. Like
on a sandwich.
Lettuce makes most sandwiches so much better.
It takes it up a letter grade for sure.
Yeah.
100%.
If I'm having turkey, I'm having lettuce.
Ham and lettuce.
If I'm having, burger.
Burger's got to have some lettuce. Chicken sandwich.
Need lettuce
bologna
on there.
Sandwich. Are you kidding?
I mean, that's why the McChicken's so good.
It's the, yeah.
Chicken, lettuce, mayonnaise. That's it. And that's brilliant.
That is brilliant. Lettuce is the true underdog of most meals, I guess.
Yeah.
Meals.
Yeah.
Tacos.
Shredded lettuce on a taco. Tacos. Yeah. You need them. I almost bought a party pack last night. Tacos. I was close.
Really?
Yeah. I'm glad I didn't.
Taco Bell?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I kind of want, because once we were talking about the potential case race, Michael brought up the box. I was like, "Oh, I want it," but I didn't.
It could be that. Could be bad.
It's honestly, it's too expensive too.
It's just so much money. It's too much. And you know what?
To get it delivered, I was like, "I'm not doing that."
I would have fed it to the. I would have fed all of it to the dog. So much of it.
You don't have a dog.
I know, but I want one bad.
I know you do.
And I keep imagining that we have a dog. I was telling Aaron last night. I wish we had a dog because I would feed this dog so much beer. Mm-hmm. I would give him beer and I would give him liquor and I would give him belly rubs.
You'd give him anything he wanted.
And cortisone, fucking Benadryl. This dog eats before I eat.
Yeah.
This dog drinks good.
That dog will be the alpha of your life. He will take over.
I'm okay with it. I think dogs see me as submissive.
Yeah, for sure.
I think dogs look at me and they go, I could fuck him. Yeah. I could have sex with that man. And I will. And I haven't let it happen yet, thank God. And here's why. I was on a run the other day. And I was running right down our street.
Uh-huh.
And in my head, I'm like, you can go another block, dude. You got this. And like
you're huffing and puffing.
I'm miserable, yeah. Right? And I'm like, okay. I was right at the end of the one block left, and I see three dogs on a leash. I'm like, that's nice. I like dogs. And then the dog all the way, like, so there's three dogs in a row. The dog all the way on the other side of two dogs from me.
Mm-hmm.
It's closer to the wall. I'm near the street.
Yeah.
Cuts hard across the other two dogs as I'm running by, like through them basically.
Mm-hmm.
Comes right at me. I jump. I do one of those GTA jumps where it's like first leg, second leg. You know what I mean?
Yes. A hurdle.
I hurtled this dog right over and I kept running and I'm like, just another block, man. Like nothing had happened. It was weird. And eventually I looked back and I was like, did anybody see that?
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. That was nobody
you
cared.
Came back in and you said, who's someone who can jump high? And I said, Michael Jordan. You go, I'm Michael Jordan.
Yeah. Yeah, I walked like into your room.
Yeah. I'm Michael Jordan. Okay. Sure.
I was
jumped
so
over
proud.
A dog. How big was the dog?
It was like a husky.
Oh, wow.
It was a husky.
That's a pretty good jump then.
It was a good jump. I'm really proud of myself.
That's good.
I did what you did with the homeless man.
The homeless man. Yeah. We're just New Yorkers now, I guess.
Dude, now we're true New Yorkers.
Yeah, you got to just be able to roll with the punches, you know, and the dogs.
You know who wasn't able to roll with the punches was the woman running behind me today when I went over to get my laundry done.
Did someone get
all I heard was like she had like.
Is that her knee?
And then I look back and she's like stumbling and trying to keep it together, like boom, 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 like kind of running. And then takes a deep breath and starts running normal. And I look back at the people behind me and they went, she got fucked up somehow. I don't know what she did.
This is just New York.
That's New York.
You're like, we'll probably see someone die eventually.
I think I did.
When?
Well, I don't know if I saw them die, but I saw a dead body.
Mm.
We were walking down the street, me and the band.
Yeah.
And in between, like half of us were ahead, half of us were behind, this guy comes out of a regular van, pulls out a body on a tray, on like a gurney. And then he goes into a garage.
Huh.
I didn't tell you about this, did I?
No. You were almost in a Some Like It Hot situation.
Is that what happens in Some Like It Hot?
Yeah, it's these musicians witness a murder, and then the mob comes after him.
Really?
Yeah.
That could have been me.
Yeah.
Damn, that's too bad.
You would have had to dress as a woman and try to fuck Marilyn Monroe.
That's really funny. Is that what happens?
Yeah.
That sounds great.
They have to join they have to pretend to be women like they're in drag the whole time. It's a great movie.
Sounds like a classic. Is it a classic?
It is, yeah. Okay. Marilyn Monroe.
Marilyn Monroe's in it. That's insane. But yeah, so I saw a dead body.
Mm-hmm.
We all started laughing after he closed the garage door because that was insane.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's it.
You just laugh it off.
You just laugh it off.
Yeah. I feel like that's what you have to do with most things in New York. Once you leave here,
mm-hmm.
if you aren't able to laugh it off, then you're probably going to have your day ruined pretty quickly.
Yeah. No.
Like
well,
once you're
the
out
thing.
There, you're going to be mad about something.
You're fucked at
yeah.
that point.
Right.
Because there's too much that goes wrong every yeah. day in New York.
You can't let the city get to you.
Right. You miss a train. You were supposed to miss that train.
Yeah.
Baby, don't even worry about that. Not only was that on you, you're happy it was on you.
Yeah.
It's a lesson.
You don't know who's on that train. Could be a bad, bad man.
Bad, bad man.
Yeah.
It's could, Aaron. Could Aaron's
be Jeb
the one.
Bush.
Jeb Bush.
Could be Jeb Bush. But I can't believe that you had the like wherewithal to just all of a sudden jump a husky.
Cat-like reflexes, man.
Yeah.
You know what they say about Italians, don't you?
Sweaty and large and hairy.
No, I don't know. I'm asking.
They can't jump.
No. Well,
Italians are not jumpers.
Hold on.
They're
Mario.
Shorter.
First of all, Mario.
Okay, but he was on shrooms.
Second of all, Luigi, who we're not sure really exists because of the shrooms.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably a hallucination.
Yeah, he probably doesn't have a brother.
No, he's probably just a middle-aged man and a wife beater.
Yeah.
On the side of the street.
Yeah, also, they look too different to be brothers.
Why is he so tall?
Yeah. Why does he wear green?
Why does he wear his initial on his head? Why do they wear overalls? Well, because they're plumbers.
Do all plumbers wear overalls?
Have you ever seen a plumber not wearing overalls?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes,
I don't think I've ever
That's
seen a plumber.
That's where the plumber's crack comes from.
Plumber's crack?
Yeah, your ass. When you bend over, like you have the plumber's crack.
Oh, yeah, plumber's crack.
They can't be wearing overalls if they're bending over and people are seeing their butt. You can't do that. If you're wearing overalls, you can't see the butt.
No, I guess that's true. So those must be the pros.
Yeah.
Mario's a respectable plumber.
Yes. Yes, he is. I want to have an overalls party.
Yeah, I think that'd be a great idea.
Or we did, because there's so many overalls at the L train. So many.
They have to be expensive, though. No?
I don't think so.
Because they don't look good normally. I think overalls kind of don't look good.
Oh, I agree. That's the whole point.
Thank you. Okay, cool.
You don't want them to be good.
We'll do it.
You want to look weird. I want to look weird. I'd prefer it to look weird, actually.
I had something else to say about dogs.
Yeah, what were you going to say?
I don't know.
Okay.
Would you like to play a game?
I would love to play a game.
Okay. So.
Show me C. No. Okay. What's this game?
So, this is a game very similar to what we played the other day. This game is guess where this musician was born.
Oh, I like that.
I
will probably do really
one,
really
two,
badly.
Three, four, five, six musicians.
Okay. Is this cities or countries?
Cities.
Okay. That's good to know. Because I would have just gone country. I would have tried for the biggest one and then gone from there. Okay.
United States. That musician was probably born on planet Earth. Correct, Amendo.
No, they were born in outer space because their music's out of this world.
Can I get a wah-wah? A wah-wah.
Get on with the game. Okay.
Guess where this musician was born.
Okay.
Number one, this should be an easy one for you. Bruno Mars.
Why would that be easy? I think all these are going to be hard. I don't really know where people were born.
Where was Bruno Mars born? Okay, so if you don't already know,
you probably
don't know, but go ahead and guess.
I'm also forgetting his real name because I was hoping that that would give it away. Because I feel like he's...
Vincent.
I think he's Latino.
I think so, too. No, I don't know, actually. This would make me think he's not. There's a hint. Vincent Lorenzo is his real name, by the way.
No, it's not Vincent Lorenzo.
If anyone was wondering.
It's not Vincent Lorenzo. I know it's not that.
Dwayne Johnson.
That's The Rock. I'm going to say it would make you think he's not because I was going to say Miami.
All right, 5, 4, 3, 2.
Tokyo.
Wow, that's a really cool guess. That's a lot of fun, but it's dead wrong. The answer is Honolulu.
Wow.
Bruno Mars was born in Honolulu.
Oh, so he's Hawaiian.
He's Hawaiian, yeah.
Damn, that's pretty cool.
It's really cool.
That's very cool. Gosh, I just wanted to say Tokyo.
Tokyo.
That's all I wanted. I'm going to Tokyo.
Scrum. Okay, next one.
Did you say scrum? You just went scrum. And I don't know why you did that.
I don't know what you're talking about. Okay. I didn't hear that.
No, you didn't. Play back the tape.
I didn't hear
Play back the tape.
Okay, hold on. This is... can you read that for me?
Say scrum before every sentence.
I was waiting. I was going to do it until he noticed. He noticed immediately. That was very good.
I'm going to call you because I'm going to call you out on anything you do.
Yeah.
So I
have, okay. So I should have known better. Okay.
I love your idea book.
Thank you.
You always got the most random shit in
there. I think you'd be disgusted with some of these things in here.
That's good though.
I like to draw.
Yeah.
Next musician. Mm-hmm. Guess where this musician was born?
Where?
Michael Jackson.
Mm. Mm.
This one surprised me.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. MJ. Michael Jackson.
5, 4,
Jesus. Okay.
3. I want to keep her on. 2.
San Antonio.
1. Well done, Aaron.
Is that
right? Well done. That is not correct.
Fuck me.
But I would not. I never think of San Antonio. So I'm just impressed you thought of that city.
That was me. I was just gonna go like New York or LA, which I knew.
Yeah, this one is even more remote than San Antonio. We're talking Gary, Indiana.
Gary, Indiana.
Michael Jackson was born in Gary, Indiana.
Jesus Christ.
Isn't that disgusting?
That is gross.
It's like a I would want to hide that, I think.
Yeah, I think they did a good job of hiding it, clearly.
That is a black mark on his perfect record.
Yeah. He's completely fine. He's totally fine.
He's done nothing wrong.
He's totally fine. He's the best. He's the best around.
He liked Home Alone exactly as much as the rest of us. All right, next musician.
All right, what's this one?
Guess where this musician was born. Mm-hmm. Taylor Swift.
Mm.
Now,
is it? I think it might be somewhere in Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. What makes you say Pennsylvania? What makes you say you go to good old PA? Because
I saw an argument happening online recently, mm-hmm. where they were saying two different places were claiming Taylor Swift's from there, and it was Nashville and another city, and I swear it was like Philadelphia. I'm gonna go Philadelphia.
Aaron, I'm gonna give you the point. You're so close.
Really?
You're so close. Pennsylvania is correct. And it's Reading, Pennsylvania.
Reading, Pennsylvania. Is that near Philadelphia?
I don't know.
Okay.
But you said, honestly, just saying Pennsylvania is insane.
It's
Who
only
guess?
Because I recently just saw that happen.
You earned that.
Because I was like, wait a minute.
She's not from
Taylor
Nashville?
Taylor Swift is from Nashville.
I totally thought she was Nashville. Yeah. I mean, I bet she came up in Nashville, but like.
Yeah. She's born in
Pennsylvania. In Reading,
interesting.
Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Okay. Now this is a softball.
Okay.
Where was this musician born? Drake.
Toronto?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well done. Well done. Okay. Next one.
I'm nervous.
Where was this musician born? The Weeknd.
Ooh. Oh. He has a weird name too.
And his family spelled it that way forever.
Yeah.
Ronald Weekend. It's his name. It's his full name.
Ronald Weekend.
Used to be pronounced Weekend.
I think.
You know this. Five. Oh, let me do a fun fact about The Weekend. The Weekend first learned he could sing when he was sledding outside his home in and he hit a tree and he went, ow. And he's like, that'll sound kind of good. I might do that for a living. That's a true fact. You can look that up. Now, where was he born? Three, two, one.
Somewhere in Wisconsin.
Also Toronto.
Also Toronto.
Also Toronto.
Interesting.
Yeah. You don't want to get these wrong.
I don't want to get them wrong. I mean,
they're supposed to be hard.
I got the Taylor Swift one.
You did get the Taylor. Honestly, that was the hardest one on here.
Pretty
after
Pretty
Gary,
big.
Indiana. This one you might get.
Okay.
Where was this musician born? Lana Del Rey.
These are all musicians that I don't really listen to.
Me neither.
Lana Del Rey.
Fun fact about Lana Del Rey. When she went to high school, her friends called her Thick Neck. True fact.
Is she from Jersey?
she
from Trenton?
You know what? Yes, because people from Trenton would say they're from New York.
Yeah.
The answer is New York.
Oh, okay.
But
where? New York City?
Yeah, New York City.
Which borough?
Yeah, I don't know. Trenton.
Bronklin?
Yonkers.
Yeah. Bronquellen?
Bronquellen Thick Neckerton.
Thick Neck. That's so funny.
It's
That's
too
so
good.
Funny.
It's so funny.
I'm really glad that you did not do artists that I listened to, because I'm pretty sure I wouldn't have gotten any of them, and that would have been very embarrassing.
That would suck. That would suck.
Because like if you had said JT, I think it's Memphis, but I'm not sure.
I also feel like it's Memphis, but I have no idea. Because
I know
he grew
up in Memphis. I don't know if he was born in Memphis, though. That's the tough thing.
Can we talk about that real quick? How much do you know about your favorite artist? Like a disgusting amount? Like about his personal life?
Not a disgusting amount, no.
You're mostly consumed with his art.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I know Tom Cruise was born in Syracuse.
Where you're from Syracuse, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Where were you born? You don't remember?
No, Syracuse. I was also born. But Tom Cruise and my dad are the same age.
They could have been born in the same hospital.
They were not.
His dad founded the first pub in Syracuse. It's a fact.
It's not true at all.
With Tom Cruise, his best friend from elementary school.
Tom Cruise didn't grow up in Syracuse, though.
No. He went right to Hollywood?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
He was already handsome. Actually, young Tom Cruise was pretty ugly.
Yeah,
Tom Cruise in The Outsiders, ugly.
Kind of an ugly guy.
Yeah.
Kind of an ugly. Your dad outshone him in high school.
Yeah, he did with his Lord Farquaad hair.
Did he have Lord Farquaad hair in high school?
Yeah.
That's awesome. It's
like long hair, like cut here. Yeah, it
was no,
crazy.
Yeah. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I can't imagine. I cannot imagine him doing that.
I don't know if it was the time. Sign of the times, I guess.
It's a sign of the times. Yeah. Sign of the times.
Would you consider Walk the Moon a big artist?
No.
Okay.
No, I wouldn't. Why?
Because I was wondering with our music league, my Walk the Moon song. Because you had to pick a song that was not well known by a well known artist,
right? So you're thinking
Walk the Moon song because I thought Walk the Moon is a well known artist, but now I'm thinking maybe they're not a well known artist.
I thought that they were a little bit more unknown than maybe we should have picked,
mm.
But I liked the song a lot. But it made the song extra unknown, extra deep cut. I thought it was half and half.
Mm-hmm. What was yours?
Mine was, I picked R.E.M. You know R.E.M.?
Okay, so I've never heard of them.
You've never heard of R.E.M.?
No.
That's crazy.
So I was like, I don't know who these people are.
Okay, so I guess they're also not well known enough. They're like the biggest band in the 80s. The biggest, like, rock, one of the biggest rock bands.
If not, clearly not rock the biggest pop. Band in the 80s, if I don't know. Oh.
Not like rock pop, but
what
like
is, what are their
alt
hits?
Rock bands. Everybody Hurts.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I know that song.
Yeah, I know that song. Losing My Religion. You'd probably recognize a couple of them, but
I know that one, not the religion one, the first one.
Yeah, Everybody Hurts. Everyone knows that song. It's a good song. No, they're
but that song's amazing.
I guess they're not that. Nobody really cares about them anymore, which is kind of sad. They're like
good for them. Good for them.
That's my bit. I like that.
No
bit.
One cares about us right now, so
I care about you, baby.
I care about you too. We're going to get the timer ready. We're going to do Aaron's 30 seconds of sports. We're back. It's been a while. The last time we did 30 seconds of sports was
30 seconds
like
ago.
February, maybe January.
Yeah,
February?
It's been a while. It's been a long time. So there's a lot to recap.
I'm
going to
go specifically recently.
Okay.
Recent. Tell me when to go. All right, so here's the thing. The Knicks just lost a 7-game series to the Heat. They lost horribly. They could have at least tied the game at the end, but they didn't. They lost. They suck. I'm fucking pissed about it. Then the next thing, of course, to top it all off, the Lakers win. I don't want the Lakers to win, but I also didn't really want the Golden State Warriors to win. It was a lose-lose. I wanted those to go 7 games. I wanted them to play more. I want to see them play more basketball. And now LeBron might win another title, and I don't want to see Boston win a title. So either way, it's a lose-lose goddamn situation. I don't want the Heat to win, so I guess I got to root for the Nuggets? Why?
Honestly, you were early. You only needed 29 of those seconds.
I needed 29 seconds. 29 seconds of sports.
Hey, give the rest back to the people. You know what? Redistribute the wealth.
You're welcome.
Well done. Well
Thank
done.
You. Thank you.
Fuck the Nuggets.
But now I guess I'll still watch some games, I guess, but I don't really care as much.
Yeah, you were very excited.
Yeah. Because now I don't really want any of the teams that are in it to win.
What do you mean?
Like, I don't want any of... Any of the teams that are still in the playoffs, I don't want them to win. There's 4 teams left. I don't want any of them to win. I do not want Boston to win. Ever. Anything. I do not want the Miami Heat to win because they just beat the Knicks. I don't want the Lakers to win because if LeBron wins, it's going to be unbearable. And then four is the Nuggets, so I guess I got to choose the Nuggets.
Are you asking me to do something about this?
Yeah, what?
I can fix your problem.
How would you fix my problem?
I would kill everyone in the NBA. I would murder
one
them
by
all
one?
Instantaneously at once.
I already killed one member of the NBA.
You did. You killed Kobe Bryant.
I sadly did.
And you know what? Somebody had to do it. Blame's just got to be going to be on you. And you know what? It's dirty
it's
work,
be
but,
on
it's, somewhat. But someone's got to do
it.
It's got
to be on somebody. I was paid a hefty amount. But that was 30 seconds of sports with Aaron.
This is a skit idea.
Okay.
And I think it'd be a lot of fun to write out. However, I'm just going to read you the idea.
Okay.
And I want to hear what you think.
Okay.
And I wrote part of this with Cole.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. I think it's really funny. So there's a man going through TSA.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. And he's pretty excited to get through TSA.
Right.
But they'd stop and he puts his bag through and they're like, boop, boop, boop. It goes off.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, sir, can you step aside for me, please? Mm-hmm. He goes, what's the issue? He's smirking a little bit. What's the issue, officer? Thank you. Thank you for your service, by the way. He's like smiling.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, this guy's fucking weird.
Yeah.
Whatever. Like, sir, we're going to have to search your bag. And he goes, okay. You can search my bag if you want.
Oh, no.
The TSA, so the TSA agent's going through the bag, and he pulls out one thing, and then he reaches in, and he goes, he feels something, and he goes, oh, he pulls it out, and it's a Smirnoff Ice. And the guy goes, ah, got you, son of a bitch, go ahead. All right. And he goes, sir, I'm at work. I'm not going to. It's like, oh, you. Okay.
Everyone
okay,
else in the airport starts booing him.
Yeah. Yeah. Everyone starts boo.
Boo.
Oh, we don't know what's in here. Like yeah. Anything could happen. This could be a setup. And they're like, come. Then his boss comes. He's like, what's the holdup? You're holding up everybody in line. This guy's trying to make me drink at work. Drink. Are you serious? And he's like, what did you even put in the bag? And he pulls out this, oh, you get iced? Okay, you got
to do it.
Okay, get on
get
a knee.
Get on one knee. Let's go.
You get on a knee. And the guy's
that's
like,
so funny.
And the guy very begrudgingly, he's like, fine, fine, fine. And he gets on the knee and he opens it. And as soon as he opens it, the whole place blows up.
Oh, no.
And then George Bush wakens suddenly from his bed. Look, I just had the most terrible dream. And Dick Cheney says from the other
I
side
like
of the bed, go back to bed. it's just a nightmare.
I love that. That's great.
We'll make sure nothing like that ever happens in our country.
That's really good. I like that a lot. You got it.
Wouldn't that be great?
You
wouldn't that
write
be great?
It.
I think
you have
it'd
to
be really
that.
Funny.
Yeah. So, oh my God.
Oh my God. I think it's perfect too, because he was the party guy.
Yeah.
He was the party president.
No, wasn't that Bill Clinton?
Bill Clinton was cool, but I thought George Bush partied, didn't he? Wasn't he like
maybe
a frat bro?
I guess so. That was a good Bush.
Thank you.
Great Bush. But yeah, that's you should write that. That's pretty funny. I like the Smirnoff Ice part.
Yeah.
And I like that it just got more and more intense.
Yeah, yeah. It has to keep
escalating.
More and
more weird, 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 weird. That's really good. I liked it a lot.
Thank you.
Well done.
Did you see the new Pepsi logo?
No.
Yeah, there's a new Pepsi logo. Like they're clearing out what they got and they're what? Putting in something new. You didn't know about this?
No.
Like a couple weeks old.
No, I did Starry recently. I guess it makes sense.
They did Starry. Now they're doing Pepsi.
I want to see
what you think. New Pepsi logo, yeah. So they're getting rid of that flat one.
There was a flat one? What makes it flat?
So this is the old design and the new design.
What?
So this is a very flat design. This is like kind of 3D-ish. Isn't that crazy?
It is kind of 3D-ish.
I like
that's,
it.
That looks like the old Pepsi logo.
It looks a lot like the old Pepsi logo.
Like the old Pepsi logo. I'm not a Pepsi guy, though, so I don't really care.
I'm pretty excited. I like this logo a lot.
Why are you excited for it? How is this going to change your life?
Well, I didn't like the last one as much.
How did you? What do you mean? How often were you just sitting there thinking that Pepsi was upsetting you?
Well, I wasn't until now. Now I'm upset. I want the new one.
Give me new.
Give me new. Old bag. Go away. Give me new. Dude, I left a cup of water out overnight.
Yeah.
How long do you wait?
Dude, you don't wait. You have to do it immediately.
An hour? Is an hour okay?
I think an hour's good. Do you see that Dunkin' Donuts they have breakfast tacos now?
No.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Sounds good. They have corn. Like the corn salsa in it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds
good. I want to try it.
I'm sorry. Dunkin' is great breakfast.
I do love Dunkin'.
I'll say it.
Dunkin's sausage, egg, and cheese on a croissant. Unbelievable.
Dude, that's unbelievable. The little spice. That little spice.
Yeah.
Dude. It's so unbelievable.
It's so good. Nothing beats the McGriddle, though.
You know what? We're going to have to get it because I don't like it, and I want to prove to you that I don't like it.
The McGriddle?
I want to eat it in spite of
and
you.
And go, ugh, and spit it out.
Yeah. Gross. Give me yummy.
Well, it's funny because like I also like all the other sandwiches. Give me yummy.
Yeah, I like all the other sandwiches for sure.
But I just love the McGriddle the most. You're on a whole nother level today of weird, and I like it.
We're just hungover. We're hungover. We had a fun night last night. We hung out.
We hung out. We wore Canadian tuxedos.
We wore Canadian. We did. It was cowboy themed.
Yeah.
We
were talking like that for a while. That was fun.
We were talking like this for a while. We were having quite a bit of fun doing it too. I'll tell you,
we were having the best time.
I
truly love that accent.
It's so much fun. It's so much fun.
You can get away with anything.
You can say some messed up
stuff, and people go, oh, he's just being funny because he has the accent.
Yeah. He's
uneducated. It's fine.
he's
just dumb.
Did you know that those types of people love when you do that?
Yeah. Yeah, they love
insert anything into those two spots, and you'll probably get away with it.
You'll get away with it immediately. You'll be fine. You'll be good.
And I was telling Aaron and everyone that I didn't realize this, but Cassie caught me doing a Southern accent at work the other day.
Mm.
And I didn't know.
Yeah, you were just
I was doing it.
That's wild.
I was talking, I'm like, yeah, you just move it over there. Mm-hmm. It's a little twinge.
Yeah.
And she's like, what the fuck are you doing? Why are you making fun of these people on the phone? Like, you're working. And I'm like, making fun of these people. These are my brethren. Like, these are my
we're
people.
We're friends. We're good.
We're friends. And yeah, apparently I do that. So if I talk to you and you suddenly hear me sound different.
Yeah.
You're
matching pitch.
I'm matching pitch.
Yeah.
Code switching, I forget called.
Is that what it's called? Code switching? I don't think so. But
no?
Yeah, sure.
What's code switching?
I don't know.
Well.
Doesn't that have to do with coding?
No.
Nothing at all has to do with coding. Everything.
A lot does.
Yeah.
ChatGPT.
Don't like it.
Don't like it either.
ChatGPT.
You hear people call it ChatGPT?
Yeah, yeah.
A lot, and that's not right.
GPT.
It's P.
GPT.
Cassie says B.
GBT.
And I don't want to correct her. I would feel bad.
Yeah, it's GPT. GBT. GPT.
GPT. ChatGPT. You think this is going to help our algorithm? We say ChatGPT?
No. Maybe if we do a hashtag. A hashtag.
My breath stinks. My breath stinks so bad right now. I keep thinking, like, what stinks in here? I think it's my breath. That's horrible.
That's not good. Don't.
That's so bad. Have you been dealing with this the whole time?
I haven't really been smelling it. No,
no,
I'm not taking in deep breaths.
You want to get closer to me?
No, thank you. No, thank you.
All right. Well, thankfully, we don't have to sing for this next bit.
Thank God.
We already did.
Thank God. We made 2010s R&B songs. I'm very intrigued.
I'm also very intrigued.
I really thought that I was going to hammer it home, and I don't think I did. But it's definitely an R&B song.
See, that's, I think that's what matters. I think, yeah, as long as we fill in the like requirements,
yeah,
whatever happens, happens.
Yeah.
That's the rest is for fun.
Yeah.
You know, stay inside your box and have fun in there.
Right. Yeah.
You know? It's, yeah, like letting a toddler loose in a playpen.
Or, yes. You got to just let them go. Yeah. Just let them go. Let them figure it out. They'll probably end up breaking something or throwing balls at the wrong person. But
it's kind of what we want.
We kind of want people throwing balls.
Throw some balls, baby.
Throw your balls.
Break some eggs. Kick rocks.
Kick rocks. I love that. I love eat glass.
Eat glass.
Hey, buddy, how about you eat glass?
Go eat glass.
Go eat glass.
Okay, yeah. So who went first last time?
What did we do? What was our last one? Southern Rock?
Last one was Southern Rock.
I think I went first.
I think you went first, so I'd go first this
time.
Sure,
yeah.
So the theme for our 2010s R&B songs is drunk.
Drunk.
So whatever that means, sound drunk, talk about drunk, act as if you're drunk.
Mm-hmm.
My interpretation of this is there's a drunk rhythm that exists. It's common in a lot of lo-fi.
Okay.
And Anderson .Paak uses it a lot.
Okay.
He uses it on like Heart Don't Stand a Chance. Mm-hmm. Heart Don't Stand a Chance.
Yeah.
But it's like kind of like sounds kind of like a swing, but it's like out of rhythm with itself. Mm-hmm. So like the hi-hat and the snare and the kick don't line up a lot of the time. It's like,
yeah.
So it kind of sounds like somebody stumbling, somebody like a little drunk. So I did this in my drum beat. So that was the drunk part of it I went for.
Okay. Okay.
And I went for a bit more of a sad drunk kind of vibe.
A depressed drunk.
Depressed drunk. Yeah.
I like that.
Because the influences I went for were a little bit of Anderson .Paak, but not so much.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly with the drums and the groove.
Yeah.
And then for vibe, I tried to go Frank Ocean.
Mm. Okay, I like that a lot.
Because I really, really got into Frank Ocean this year.
I think
he's so good.
Okay.
That, so like Frank Ocean.
He's in hot water right now.
Her kind of vibe. What happened?
Didn't he have like a whore? He just didn't show up for Coachella. Like the second, he had like two nights and he only did one of them.
Oh, yikes.
And the one he did was apparently horrible. So.
Oh, no. That's not good.
Not great for him, but.
Hey, that's what happens.
You can do whatever you want to if you got money.
Yeah. I think that would be so fun to stand up Coachella. That's so funny.
That would be good. And then Blink-182 took his spot last minute because they have nothing else to do.
Aren't they? No, Sum 41's breaking up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Good for them.
Good for them. Okay.
Hit me.
Yeah,
it was good. Yes, very R&B. It was
perfect.
Perfect.
Okay.
Yeah, and it was like relaxing and also like very Frank Ocean style. I think I didn't really get Anderson, but I got Frank Ocean for sure.
Yeah, I mean, like that makes sense. I mostly, that's what I was saying. Like it doesn't pull from a lot, but like just some of the rhythms he used,
right?
Like on the like on the bass, I would like do like a boom, boom, boom.
Yeah,
you
right,
know,
right,
or like
right.
The literally the beat, the drum beat, like he does that in one of his in Heart of the Stand Chance, but like you said, like Dilla does it.
Yeah,
it's very. It's. I mean, he didn't make that up.
The Dilla Swing.
It is the Dilla Swing.
That's what it's called.
I didn't know that. I didn't know it's called the Dilla Swing.
Yeah, it's what John Bellion uses it all the time.
Does he?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
It's awesome.
I'd never used it before. So
it goes hard. It goes hard because you can also have like less stuff going on because it just hits.
Yeah.
Like, people are so focused on the beat. It's very interesting. It's like the mind of how that like just like, what if we moved it over a little bit?
Just a little bit. What if it sounded more human
here instead? Yeah, that's good though. I liked it. Thank well
you.
Done.
Thank you. Was it drunk? Was it drunkish?
It was drunkish.
Drunkish. I'll take drunkish.
Yeah.
Cool.
Drunkish.
I said I used that word.
I just say drunk in mine. Like I just like
that's perfect. You know
so
what? That
I
works.
So I went with it took me forever to figure out what I wanted to do. I was like, what? Where am I gonna go with this? And I know it's problematic.
You went Chris Brown.
I went Chris Brown.
Damn. Good for you.
I went with a Chris Brown style song. And it was very difficult because I couldn't find the right synth for so long. And I had to like do a bunch of workarounds. I had to basically tear apart this one sample that I found and like really like hone it and make it its own MIDI. And it
see,
was,
that's sick. That's sick.
It was so much work. It'll be easier now because I know how to do it. But I
right,
was like,
right.
The hardest part was learning how to do it. So I don't love it. The verses are very different from the vibe of the chorus. But there's one specific part, the pre-chorus, is my favorite. Because
okay.
Like the way that it works is such a, like a Chris Brown build up into a chorus.
Okay.
Like I really like it a lot.
Hell yeah.
All right, here we go.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Immediately. I'm there.
I didn't mix it well either.
Baby, I've been thinking about you all day.
I was trying to do like his nasally
it's
kind
been
of singing.
Eight long hours and I'm
I'll be honest, I don't know him that.
See your
but
face.
I think it fits the
I'm
vibe
done
for sure.
Waiting,
like, I don't know
you
if
now,
my melody.
No time to wait. Slow it down, or I love dangerous.
So you got the
baby,
overall vibe.
I can't wait any longer to
oh,
see
yeah.
Your kiss got a hold on me.
Yo,
I wanna
oh,
drink
man.
You down
sick.
Till the sun comes up. Wanna drink you down, can't get enough. Wanna
native.
Drink you down, all your love. I need to feel drunk on you.
Chorus.
Yeah, chorus is my favorite part. The chorus, my favorite. The verses, I was like, it's kind of just throwing.
I love the form. Remember, is that the synth you're looking for?
Yes, that's
because it was.
I was trying to find it so bad. I was like, where is it? I had to make it myself.
Second, I don't want no space.
Yeah, I would choose a different melody if I like had more time.
Did something with the amount of time we had.
Is all that I need. Your kiss has a hold on me. I wanna drink you down till the sun comes up. Wanna drink you
great.
Down, can't get enough. Wanna drink you down all your love. I need to feel drunk on you. Drink you
my
down till the sun
down.
Comes up. Wanna drink you down,
great.
Can't get enough. Wanna drink you down.
I spent hours looking for that synth.
Well worth it.
And
well
I,
worth
it.
It
was oh for sure.
Yeah.
It was worth it.
That is
but
the
yeah,
hook
I thought,
of your song.
I thought my chorus was good. I liked my chorus.
Yeah.
And I liked the beat in general. I thought
the beat
was
great.
Good, but the my melody in the verses, I was like, this is not working. But that's okay.
Dude. R&B melodies are so hard.
They're very hard.
Because they're so good always.
Yeah.
And they're like, they'll use one of the best melodies I've ever heard as like a throwaway line.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how did you like,
yeah.
Why? Like they're masters because they're like improvising, but they're not. They're writing.
Right.
It's like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They're just vocally fantastic always.
Yeah. They're also so good at runs.
The runs, dude.
Yeah. their runs always are good. I'm like, damn, how'd you do it? How'd you do it? But it's, yeah. So that was mine. I liked it. I liked it.
Was it fun to make?
It was. I was good. Towards the end, I was getting pissed, but it was fun to make. Yeah.
Yeah. I had a point. I just gave up. I was like, I'm done. Man.
But yeah, those were good. I liked them.
Me too.
Mine was obviously drunk on love.
Drunk on love. Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I went with. Some Beyonce. Drunk on
love. Which I think is perfect. But
yeah. So I guess, so you picked that.
Yeah. Do you have a...
I wanted to pick something easier, but I decided I didn't really want to go easy.
Okay.
I want to go... trying to think how I could. It's more described as an artist more than anything else, but it's like
well, you can say the genre and be like specifically like this artist's interpretation of it.
So it's like 40s 50s jazz.
Okay,
but like Frank Sinatra.
Oh, okay,
like that, like
kind of lounge
kind of, lounge jazz. Yeah,
yeah. Lounge jazz.
Yeah. Like late 40s, 50s.
Yeah, like... I get a kick out of you.
Yeah, like... Yeah. Yeah. New York, yeah. New York.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what it is.
You know what? That's going to be a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put on a mask for that one, and I'm going to sing my heart out.
Yeah, oh, I'm going to... I'm gonna sing just like
him. I'm gonna do my. Yeah. I'm gonna do an interpretation.
I like it.
Or like Dean Martin.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Best style. Exactly. Yes. Yeah.
Rat Pack type shit.
Yes, Rat Pack stuff. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
Yeah, that sounds good. And then I'm gonna go with, like party, something that would play at a party in that time period.
Okay. You know? I like that. Yeah.
So like, you know, like I know Frank's got a song like doing Whoopee.
Oh yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like, but like, so it's like slightly more up tempo.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But
talking about necking.
Talking about necking.
Yeah.
Yeah. That type. So that's the, I think that should be the modifier.
Okay. I like that a lot. So party in that era.
Party or like just like being excited about
lounge
something.
Jazz.
Yeah.
Okay. I like it a lot. Hell yes. That was good. Well, I liked those. Well done.
I like those too. Well
good
done.
Job. Well, that's all we got. Thank you for listening. Hellmans, if you're listening, hurry up. And that's all we got. Follow us, subscribe, all that stuff. Like this video, comment on it. Follow us on obviously TikTok and Instagram. And we will see you next week. That was very farty.
That was crazy. I'll never do that again.